Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Say hello to Pastor Jim Barrier.
Hi, Bob, and thanks for having me on the show tonight. We have a few minutes here, and there's two things that are very important that I need to address. The first is, congratulations, San Diego Padres, who clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 14 years.
Woo! I know
that yeah.
San Diegans wanted to hear that, and I know that Brandon's a...
Must be something about not having any fans in the bleachers or having dummies in the bleachers with masks that's helping them out.
I am telling all the fans, don't go to the stadium at all. Just stay away.
Really? I know. Yeah, he's a Dodger fan. What does he know? They don't go to their games. They didn't before COVID. The Dodger fans would show up in the third inning and go home in the seventh inning. So let's just move on. I just wanted it was important to mention that. Now, the big news, as you know, is that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg.
Are you doing this deliberately, or are you really struggling with her name?
I know. But she passed away and served her country, whether you agreed with her politics or not. She served for many, many years. And what's shaking things up now is that there is an opening on the Supreme Court bench. And I just want to read a few quotes that I've already read in the immediate wake of this. One is from Reza Azan and other celebrities. They have said, if Trump tries to appoint someone to the Supreme Court before the election, we're going to burn Congress down. Now, guess what, guys? Congress doesn't appoint the Supreme Court. The justices are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. So I say, go ahead, burn down Congress.
Well, they may mean the broader definition of Congress is the House the Senate. But, yeah, the congressmen are the House
Congress
of Representatives.
Congress doesn't get anything done. All they've done is spend 4 years trying to get rid of Trump and then unsuccessfully. So. And then,
well, it's not like they haven't threatened to burn everything down if Trump just wins anyway, whether he appoints somebody or not.
And they will. They will threaten to do that. And then there's reference to Obama was blocked after the death of Justice Scalia, and he was not allowed to appoint a justice. And there's a big difference, though. One, Obama was a lame duck as opposed to Trump, who is a soaring eagle.
Interesting imagery. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, here's a quote. Here's a quote about that. When that was happening, this individual said, that's their job. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being president in his last year. Do you know who that was?
Nope.
Ginsburg.
Oh, my goodness. That was actually Ginsburg. Oh,
yeah.
Good research, wow. Jim. Good.
Here's another one. Here's another quote. When they ask,
now you think that's going to matter to the Democrats that you're calling them to be consistent with their heroine Ginsburg?
No,
it's not going to matter to them when Hill of Beans.
I'm just reporting the truth.
You report, we decide. Yes, okay.
Joe Biden has made a statement. We need to let the voters decide. Well, Joe, they did when they elected Donald Trump and a Republican Senate. They did decide.
Joe's a nice guy. The only real problem I have with Joe is that he just continues to say things. And whenever he says anything, it never really works out real well, does it?
I mean, you know, they used to have a heyday with George Bush and his malaprops and his gaffes and stuff. And the pundits and the late night talk show hosts and everything just rode him into the ground. Apparently, they either are not listening to Joe Biden or they're just afraid
Bush wasn't even in the same stratosphere of Biden. And I'm talking about back when everybody thought Biden's mind was healthy. He was a perpetual gaffe machine. I could get all my material from Biden in the past.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But he said let the voters decide, and I agree. They did. I like this one. When Trump was asked about it, of course, and he said, you know, good things about the justice. He's been very civil. But he said, I think it should be a woman that replaces this empty seat, and went on to say, I actually like women much more than I like men. Don, we knew that.
Yeah,
yeah, no we knew kidding. That already.
And, you know, if he hadn't picked a woman, they'd have jumped all over him that she was a woman. We got to keep the men and women equal. And yet him picking a woman isn't going to make any difference to them. Whoever she is, they've already decided that they're going to reject her.
Yeah, I know. But here's the deal. If he nominates a woman, they cannot accuse her of sexual harassment.
No, but they'll find something though.
They'll find something, but you know,
they'll say she's not a real woman. She's a man in a woman's body. They'll do something.
I don't know.
Well, but, you know, here's the problem, and I admit there is some inconsistency when the Republicans refuse to confirm Garland, and it's their right because the Constitution says that the president appoints and then the Senate confirms. They don't want to confirm. They don't have to. And then there is an inconsistency. However, things are very different. The Democrats have made it very clear that they will not accept the results of this election. They are expecting to lose. They are expecting to contest it with the stupid mail-in ballots. They think they're going to get to some liberal judge. They know that if it gets up to the Supreme Court, that Chief Justice Roberts doesn't seem to like Trump a whole lot. That's what they're planning. And so the Republicans have every right to say, if you guys aren't going to accept the election, you plan to take this to the courts, then we want a Supreme Court that's not an even 4-4 split. They have every right to do that.
I believe they do. Now, whether or not any of the Democrat side are willing to recognize or accept realities like that or logic like that, that's questionable.
They zero. There will not be any. The days of the blue dog moderate Democrats, they just don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Or if they do exist, they keep their mouths shut because they know they'll just be excoriated.
Well, personally, I would like to see a justice put on the court before the November election, and that's certainly within traditional time frames. It doesn't have to take 6 months because of all the obstructionists and everything. I think it would be good for the country to have that taken care of before the election. Now, that's my view.
The real problem, though, Jim, will not be from the Democrats. I believe we're going to have some of these rhino Republicans jump ship. Some of them are already talking that way.
Yeah.
Whether or not McConnell can get enough Republican senators to do this is going to be the issue.
Yeah. And that really is, I think, the big issue in all of this, because we all know that Trump is going to find somebody of a conservative persuasion. And he's already made it pretty clear that it's going to be a woman. And I don't have a problem with that. I think he's going to be very, very careful because what we've mentioned, he's going to try to find somebody that doesn't have skeletons to be revealed in the closet. And that
he
has
found that in Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh didn't have any skeletons, just skeletons that were made up.
They still tried.
They'll come up with something. It will not matter. They will come up with something. Whoever it is, they've decided they hate the person, that the person's evil, and how could we in good conscience? Whoever they are, they were going around with fill-in-the-blank signs before he even elected Kavanaugh out on the streets. We reject whoever it is. They couldn't even write the person's name yet because he hadn't been nominated yet.
Yeah, that's going to be the case again, but I think it is absolutely the most critical issue right now, and I have said it many times on this show, that the most important thing about electing a president is that the president appoints Supreme Court justices, and they are there for life. And so it is I was going to say a game changer, but it's already just so crazy right now with the election. But I think this just makes it ramped up 10 times. And I think we all kind of felt it was coming. You just felt like, I've said it on this show, that I didn't think that she was going to be with us very long. So it shouldn't be a shock to anybody.
And we're sad that she died. We're sad for her family. Yeah. But we are not sad that her policies might discontinue. And she shouldn't have been making policy anyway. That's not the job of a judge. Well, Jim, we will see you next week to come on and elaborate much more. But thank you for joining us for this brief time today.
All right. Thanks, man.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.